important time to talk Dancing with the Stars. And two more celebs out on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Actress Melissa Joan Hart and snowboarder Louis Vito left the show on Tuesday last night. Now, Hart, with the lowest vote count overall, was the first to go. Next, dancing pitted NFL star Michael Irvin and Vito, both in the dreaded bottom three, with Hart against each other in a dance-off. Ultimately, Vito's jive just could not stand up to Irvin's samba. And Vito said he learned a great deal during his 6 weeks on the hit TV show.
Oh, a whole lot. This is a lot harder than it looks. Dealing with frustration, nerves, because you're doing something you're not comfortable with in front of millions and millions of people. And every day I got out there and danced, I was proud of myself just for getting out there.
And the lucky seven remaining stars return with new routines for the next Dancing with the Stars coming up Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC. And once again on the phone lines with us this morning, national dance champ Jeannie Tucker from JeannieTucker.com. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing pretty good here this morning. So far, so good. So Vito is gone. The snowboarder is out.
Yes, he had potential, but he just couldn't pull it up as much as he needed to compete with everything else that he had going on there in the competition. And Melissa, she did a great job, but, you know, eventually there were a few that we knew had to go, and these are two of them.
Well, yeah, like the judges said, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, so to speak, week six of the show, I guess it is, and it's time to bring out the best, and I guess they just couldn't stack up there. So.
Right, and there will be a few that hang on because they have a large fan base and a good voting record. But there are a few more that could kind of pull off of this last seven, too. And we're going to get down to really some real tight, good competitors.
Okay. So let's go through your review. Who do you want to start with here?
Well, let's start with Maya. She was a little bit disappointing this week. She looked a bit tired. I think the pressure seemed to be getting to her a bit. It was a great job. We had really good timing. She has such wonderful natural rhythm and timing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the beginning was too long, too much of the little theatrics. When she's a fabulous dancer, I agree with Len completely. She needs to dance 100% of the time she has allotted to her. Mark and Lacey. Mark is a contender. You know, he has so much going on with his tight centering and control from martial arts. He has the tricks that he can do. I think that Lacey tends to showcase too much.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fabulous dancer. She needs to sit back and just dance with him and not overshine him.
Mm-hmm.
He really had fun. His tricks worked. It was great. He did have some mistakes that pulled his scores down a bit, but overall, very good job. Aaron surprised us this week. His waltz was very good. He has such low self-esteem. You can see it in his eyes, and I really feel so sad when I see him take critique because he just falls apart inside. He had very good frame this week, beautiful. It was emotional. Few mistakes, though, but overall, he did pretty well. Michael's waltz, his shoulders were too high at times. He did have good posture, but he held his frame high. He did a nice job. He had good mood. He shows such happiness on his face when you watch him dance. I just love to watch him dance because he's happy and he's very charming.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how he can do this next week. Kelly's jitterbug was cute, but it was a bit calm and a bit reserved.
I noticed that too. Kind of lacking in enthusiasm, so to speak.
It really did. I don't know if she has the same enthusiasm for everything now. I don't know. There was some stumble. She's hurt herself, you know, her ankle. She just didn't seem to be focused. I think she has to pull that energy back or she won't be with us very long, I'm afraid. Donnie worked hard this week.
He did. That was, watching him work out and practicing and all that. It's a lot more work than people really realize.
It really is. And some forms of swing have more of that lilt and bounce in them, which can absolutely fatigue you completely.
Mm-hmm.
Certain swing dances are more smooth and grounded. This one is a lot more bouncy. And it really did. It did wear him out. He did a really great job. He had some foot mistakes and he got off of his timing a bit. The thing for me that I didn't like about their choreography particularly was that it didn't have enough closed framework. I wanted to see them dance really together, not do solo work as much.
Yeah.
But Donnie's definitely a contender. I think when you look at Donnie's professionalism, his showmanship, his ability to light up the stage, and you look at Mark's dynamic core and ability to do a lot of the tricks, they both have great qualities. Mark falls off on a lot of the focus, and Donnie falls off sometimes on the stamina and things he needs to do. So we'll see. They both are really strong men.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to Donnie, Mark, and Maya towards the end.
Yeah, I
final
think
three.
That that's a possibility for sure.
I think
Joanna did a good job. Her waltz was beautiful to watch. Lovely lines.
Yes.
there's still something there that doesn't make me be a complete fan of hers yet, though she has a little ways to go.
She doesn't.
How did you like the Mambo event?
With the Joanna, I don't think she. I don't know. Maybe it seems to be she's not too comfortable with Derek. I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion from watching.
No, I noticed that as well. I don't think that their chemistry is particularly comfortable. What I didn't like particularly with the two of them was in the Mambo event when they won that. Derek beat her up.
Yes.
He absolutely used her like she was a rag doll.
Yes.
And that's inappropriate, not professional. It was not okay at all. And if I were her, I would have been very upset about that. She had just danced 4 minutes and was tired, and he just continued to use her as a prop.
Even Tom Berenger had a quick comment about that, too.
Wasn't appropriate.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
absolutely.
Very, very unprofessional. But that's something, Derek is young.
Yeah.
He has done a lot of things that have been unprofessional, in my opinion. So I think he needs to class it up a bit.
Agreed.
I think that I would have voted for Maya to win the Mambo.
I agree with that, too. I was surprised she didn't.
Yeah, I preferred Maya, but I think for some of the judges it was also kind of a up in the air. And I think her energy was down a little bit this week,
mm-hmm.
so that may have cost her.
Yeah.
But overall, I like the Mambo event. I like the style of that with all of them on the dance floor. That kind of elimination is fun. I think it was a good addition. So it's getting exciting. We're down to 7, and it's going to get really fun and tight from here.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I greatly appreciate you checking in again this week. There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning and see how things play out this coming Monday night on Dancing with the Stars. Thank you much, Jeannie. And
You're welcome.
Don't forget to check out Jeannie's website at www.jeannietucker.com. Greatly appreciate that.